Welcome to a safety-driven overview of the hours of service. In Canada, hours of service regulations apply to vehicles over 11,794 kilograms. The hours of service standard for truck drivers was introduced in Canada in 1988. In BC, it became mandatory April 1, 1990. The hours of service requirement was based on the hours of service from the United States. The intent was to keep the Canadian and U.S. hours the same. But this did not happen because Canada is larger in landmass and has about one-tenth the population of the U.S. This means communities are located over a larger area, and drivers usually have to drive further in Canada to obtain resources and services. Driving cycles. The U.S. regulations have two driving cycles that drivers can use. These are mandated by the type of industry in which the company is involved. Originally, the rules in Canada allowed for the use of three possible cycles, and drivers could use any cycle at any time. As long as a driver was legal in any one cycle, he or she could continue driving. The driver could not reset the cycle at any time and always had to count back 7, 8, and 14 days to see if they had any hours left. This was somewhat confusing and was a challenge for law enforcement officers as well, who had to try to determine if a driver had any hours left in a cycle. In 2007, major changes happened with the hours of service in terms of the hours allowed for operation. In order to regulate the cycles, Canadian drivers had to declare the cycle they were going to use when starting, and had to stay within that cycle throughout without changing. At the end of a cycle, drivers could then take a prescribed number of hours and go off duty. The off-duty time would allow drivers to reset the hours as follows. By resetting the hours, a driver would start on day one and be given 70 hours for 7 days. Or the driver could opt to drive 120 hours in 14 days, provided that they had 24 consecutive hours off before attaining 70 hours in their log. After that, they could drive the remaining 50 hours within that 14-day cycle. The challenge with using the 14-day cycle is that the rest requirement is 72 consecutive hours off. That's 3 full days. The number of hours that a driver could work was also shortened by 1 hour, from 15 to 14 hours. The driving time, however, did not change. That remains at 13 hours of driving. But then, the driver has to take off 8 consecutive hours before driving again. The new regulations are much easier for drivers and managers of drivers to follow and track. The hours of service has special considerations. There are other industries that have different hours of service needs, and they operate in totally different ways. For example, drivers of vehicles operating in the oil patch have different needs over a shorter period of time. These drivers now have a slightly different set of regulations to follow. The forest industry also had challenges with the hours of service standard. When enforcement began for forest companies, they too discovered that operating within the hours would be difficult. Like the oil industry, they developed a plan to regulate hours differently and allow for the time that they were waiting for the loads in the forest. There are rules for other areas, such as driving north of the 60th parallel. The drivers are given more time to drive and to be on duty. The time they take off has to be the same. But like driving in the rest of Canada, communities are much further apart, resulting in drivers being on the road longer. Operating within 160 kilometers of home terminal has some advantages. The first is that the driver does not have to keep a logbook in the vehicle, providing 1. The driver must return to the home terminal every night and take at least 8 consecutive hours off before driving again. And the driver is only driving within that 160 kilometer radius. That is, as the crow flies. 2. The home terminal must keep all the hours for the driver as though the driver was keeping a logbook. This includes all the changes of duty status as well as the hours off that the driver has in a day. Records. There is no difference whether a driver operates inside or outside of the 160 kilometer radius. The hours of service records, including all logbooks and any associated paperwork, must be maintained at the principal place of business for at least 6 months before they can be discarded. Exemptions. There are certain times when the hours of service regulations do not apply. These are listed and described in the Motor Vehicle Act Regulations, Part 37.11. Basically, they cover moving products of a farm, forest, sea, or lake to market and the return trip. Emergency vehicles, disaster relief vehicles, road building or farming equipment, mobile service rigs, and the personal use of a commercial vehicle. The most commonly used and therefore important to everyone are the personal use provisions. Your commercially licensed vehicle may be used for personal reasons if the vehicle is unloaded, the trailers are unhitched, you do not exceed 75 kilometers per day of personal use, you log the start and end odometer reading in your daily log, you may not be under an out-of-service declaration, and you are on a highway or utility construction or maintenance project, and you use the vehicle at the job site, but not to travel to or from work. Regardless of the exemptions, companies and drivers have to monitor the hours of service to stay in compliance. If a driver is found not in compliance, he or she may be placed out of service for up to 72 hours. And the company's carrier profile will indicate an out-of-service violation. Stay in compliance and take the prescribed time off.